They really are a gift. And I think sometimes we can look at children and we hear noise and rattling. And, you know, I live in a basement apartment and I hear the children upstairs. And then I hear the parents. And this is often what I hear. Get your shoes on. Get your shoes on. Get your coat on. Get your coat on. No, I told you to go to the bathroom already, right? And sometimes we don't see the gift that is right there in front of us. And I look at those kids and I'm like, oh God, help us to take good care of those children. But they talked about a gift that God gave us at Christmas. And that's Jesus. And the question is, what do we do with that gift? And do we treat the gift of Jesus like we do the gift of children sometimes? Not really understanding the gift that truly has been given to us. To really embrace it and take it in and then share them with others. That's my best part of, you know, children, is you share them with others. I like it when you share yours with me and then I give them back. But Jesus came to give us a gift. And it's really interesting because that most famous verse in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever would believe in him would never perish but have eternal life, comes out of a story of a man who was searching. He was searching for answers. And he was a man who was supposed to actually know what was going on. His name was Nicodemus. And he was a Pharisee. He was a teacher of the law. So he was supposed to know. He was supposed to know what all this God stuff was about. He was supposed to know about the Messiah. And so he actually sneaks off away from his group that he hangs out with, and he sought Jesus out at night. And he started talking to him because he's searching for answers. And Jesus said, you know, those who come to me, I will give them the gift of eternal life. And they have to be born again. And Nicodemus said, well, what does that mean to be born again? How can someone, you know, and moms are really appreciative of this right now, how can a grown person go back inside their mother's womb and be born again? Like, impossible. And Jesus, what he was saying is, no. To be born again means to realize that really we're dead inside. And we need someone to come and give us new life. And that new life is Jesus. I looked it up to see how many promises or gifts Jesus has given or promised to those who choose to be born again, to allow him to come in and change their life. And it's over 200 promises. 200 promises. And so I want to open up that gift today. So I'm going to open it up. I'm going to ask Mary Beth to just take the lid off. Thank you. You can keep the lid. All right. Jack, pick out one of the gifts. I'm going to ask you to read it.
That's tiny right. Healing.
Yeah. I got my glasses. He's getting his glasses out. Hold on.
Matthew 9:35. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness.
Amen. So Jesus came to heal every disease and sickness. Now, that does not mean he heals them immediately or when we want him to. But we sang today about give God all the glory. And so whether or not he chooses to heal now immediately, we give him the glory. If he waits, you know, 5 years or when we get to heaven, the thing that we need to be doing is giving him glory. But he does heal. He always heals. Okay, Alex, I'm going to ask you to pick out another promise or gift that God gives us. And he has his glasses on already.
Matthew 15:32. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for those people that have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse on the way.
So Jesus gives us the gift of compassion. I love it. He says he looked on the people and he had compassion on them because he felt what they were feeling. They were hungry. And so Jesus has compassion for us. All right. Carl.
Abundant life, John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
It's powerful. He came that we would have life and life to the full. In my room, I have a wonderful piece of art that Shelley Boynton made for me that has that verse on it. And I was reminded this morning that Jesus came to give us a full and abundant life. Full of everything that is good and wonderful in this world. That's one of the gifts that he gives us. Simon, can you pick one out?
Matthew 9:2. Some men brought to him a paralytic lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven."
So Jesus gives us the gift of forgiveness. It's a gift. Now the cool thing about all of these things is he gives them, but we have to receive them. So we need to receive his forgiveness, and we need to receive his abundant life and his healing and his compassion. So what else do I have in here? All right, Anne. Maybe Bob will lend you his.
Living water. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water."
Living water. This morning I was so thirsty, I ran into the kitchen. I'm like, I just need a drink. Because we get dry and we get parched physically, but we also get dry and parched spiritually. And we need a drink of that living water that only God can give. And you might be thinking, what does that mean, living water? And it means continually refreshed. Not perfect. Refreshed. Hear that. Not perfect. Refreshed. If you only knew the gift that God was offering you, you would come and you would ask for living water. And I have a feeling that we all need a little bit of refreshment today. I'm going to sneak. Even the center rows are not, like, safe.
Conversation. Matthew 7:7-8. "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened."
Happy birthday, Sarah. Sarah Thatcher night. Her birthday's today. But what's interesting is that is the gift of conversation. We often think, well, it's about asking for stuff. Well, it's conversation. Jesus asks us into conversation. He says, "Ask me, and I'm going to respond. Ask me, and I'm going to talk back to you." I love the fact that he gives us the gift of conversation. Vern, can you pick one?
"Never Alone," Matthew 28:20. "And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
I love that. Always with us. Always. Always with us, even to the very end of the age. It's a gift. I love it. It's a gift. He will always be with us. How do we get that gift? By saying, "Lord, I need to be born anew. I need to be born again." All right. I know, I'm just walking through here and making sure everybody is still awake. Eric, can you pick one?
Forgot my glasses, so. No fear. John 14:27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid."
Isn't that a wonderful gift? Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. It's a gift from God. When we ask Jesus to be Lord of our hearts, when we surrender to him, we do not have to be afraid. I love it. We do not have to be afraid. We do not have to be afraid. Living water, compassion, conversation, forgiveness. These are all gifts that Jesus gives to us. Y'all are going to remember your glasses next week. I can just tell. And she looks good still.
Okay.
Every need met, Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
It's a precious gift. Every need will be met. If you have a need for friendship, it will be met. If you have a need for food, it will be met. If you have a need for peace, it will be met. It says, seek first, put Jesus first. Put Jesus first. Seek first the kingdom of God and all these other things. All these other things will be given unto you. Going all the way to the back row.
Healing, Matthew 9:35. Jesus went through all of the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. Eternal life. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whomever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Now, I don't know if you realize that, but the healing one was done twice. Okay, well, we need to stop and pray for healing for you then. So, dear Lord Jesus, I have no idea how that healing one got back in there again, because I thought for sure it was healed. But there it was. And so, Father, we pray for healing for Pete. We love him so much. We ask in your name that you would lay your hand of healing upon him. You created him in his mother's womb. You know him. You know what needs to be fixed. And we ask that you would fix it for your honor and for your glory. Because, Lord, we know that he has honored you in his sickness. How much more will he honor you in health? So, Father, we ask. We come before you and ask that you would heal Pete. And we ask this in your name. Amen. You can keep those. Things like that just don't happen. Things like, as soon as he pulled it out, I was like, whoa, we need to pray. Does anyone else need prayer this morning? You raise your hand. If you need prayer for something this morning, you raise your hand. All right. Dear Lord Jesus, we come before you, and you see the hands that have been raised in faith. You see the hands that have been raised in faith. And so, Father God, we ask in your name that you would pour out a spirit of healing upon these people who are raising their hands in faith. Because of the gifts that you give. And Lord, I don't know why you heal on your time, but I'm going to trust you. We're going to trust you. And so to God be the glory. We will give you all the glory. We will give you all the glory. We will give you all the glory. Because you are Christ, the Lord, who came to give us abundant life. Who came that we would be set free from the things of this world. Who has called us into conversation. Who has given us the forgiveness of sins. Who has come to make all things new, who has gone to prepare a place for us. And so, Father, it says that you went through all the towns and villages teaching about the kingdom of God and healing every disease. So there is not a disease here today that you cannot heal. And so we ask. We ask in faith, believing that you would bring healing. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Melt us, mold us, fill us, use us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Help us to receive the gift of eternal life. Help us to receive the gift of healing and forgiveness and peace. And then, Lord, help us to give those gifts to other people. We ask, Lord God, that for those people that raise their hand, that you would come now and lay your hand upon them. You would come and lay your hand upon them, your hand of healing, your hand of peace, your hand of comfort, your hand of purpose. And they would know that they have met with you. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.